Well, good morning, everyone. I think it's so great that we can all gather here on the, what is it, the 8th of January, 2023? Another year has come around so quickly, it seems. Should we just pray before we launch into what God wants us to hear? Dear Lord, I thank you for each and every person here today. I thank you for bringing us all here today, and I thank you that you are worthy of it all. I thank you that you are the way in this life, that you did come to show us a better way, to show us the true way, the truth of how to live freely and lightly. Lord, we praise you that you are love, that you are forgiveness, that you are grace. Lord, I pray that as we listen to your word today, that you would speak to each one of us, that our ears and our hearts would be open to what you want us to hear, that we would quieten down any voices that we might be listening to, and we would just listen to your good and wholesome voice. Lord, we commit this time to you and ask your blessing on everyone here today. Amen. Okay. So again, I just want to say welcome, everyone. Isn't it wonderful that we can gather so freely here today and to remind ourselves that when two or three are gathered, that Jesus is here, his Holy Spirit, his presence is here. And it's here today, as we've said, that we come together to worship the King of Kings, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, the Saviour of this world, the entire world, the hope of the world. He is the one who came to show us the way of redemption and restoration with a profound, selfless love that he has for each one of us, no matter where we are in life, that love never changes. Part of our cornerstone vision that we have here says, a holy community looks like a group of ordinary people who gather together in the name of Jesus to worship him and to lift his name high. He is at the center of it all. There is no star of the show other than Jesus. John 4 in the Message says, your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in worship. Those who worship him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves in adoration to the King. In reality, though, like I know a few of us here have been Christians many years, we can sometimes get distracted in our life and in services, can't we? By our own thoughts, things that are going on in our lives or things that we might have heard, and our own voice in our head. And as we know in life, what we tell ourselves and what we read, what we think and what we watch, this shapes our life. But we are called to listen to our Father's voice above every other voice. To be those people who are simply and honestly themselves before him, knowing that he will lead and guide and help shape our lives in his truth. As he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. In John 10, 2-4, we read about Jesus, our good shepherd, and we, his sheep. It says, the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. when he has brought them out, all out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him, because they know his voice. His voice, we hear that in that passage, listening to his voice, listening and voice. His voice, listening to his voice. We follow him because we know his voice. But do we really know his voice? Can we decipher his voice amongst all other voices that we hear? As we know, this requires our time to listen, to be still, to be constantly expectant to hear his voice. Matthew 6:6 in the Message says, "Hear what I want you to do. Find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Just be there and simply and honestly as you can manage. The focus will shift from you to God and you will begin to sense his grace." Jesus, our Good Shepherd, that when we choose to spend time with him, to follow him, for many of us, that was years ago, he opened the gate for us, and we, in turn, have spent those years listening to his voice. He knows us by name, but we read he goes ahead of us, and that as we follow him, because we know his voice. However, like sheep, we see on many programs, and just in our society, you know, we live in such a rural place, don't we? We can get distracted by our own voice and other voices too, and by things that happened around us. This reminds me of massive farms. I think we're so fortunate to live in a place with, you know, rolling hills and sheep and sea. Vast areas that stretch for miles. I occasionally watch a program. I think it's called My Family Farm. It's a family in England, and they've got about 8 kids, I think, and they have acres and acres of land, and it's very undulating. The land, it goes up and down, and they have loads of sheep and animals, and they've brought the kids up to look after all the animals and treat them in the right way. And the biggest thing that is resounding to me, they take such great care of those sheep and animals. They treat them well, and when one is away, you know, they really feel for that and make every effort to get that animal back to safety. That's like Jesus with us, the sheep, you know, going about our daily lives. He, our shepherd, is always thinking about us and aims to lead us along the right way. As we know that when sheep are called, for they can often run the other way. However, the shepherd always aims to call them back to him. He cares for them in so many ways, like I alluded to that program. And you think of sheep, you know, how with their woolly coats, they get so hot, and how they are shaved to be healthier and free, like Jesus. How he cares for us, but in another way, if we remain with him and live with him, it says, "Live with me, make your home in me, just as I do in you." In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can bear fruit. You can't bear fruit unless you're joined to me. That's like with sheep. If they listen to the shepherd's voice and stay within the area that they want them to stay in, you know, that the shepherd takes care of them. And if we too consciously make that effort with God, you know, listen to his voice and spend time with him, he leads us. But Jesus, our Good Shepherd, as I said, he seeks to continue to lead and guide us. He knows us by name. He knows us all so intimately. But in turn, he gives us that freedom to wonder and grow. still calls us back to him to follow his voice. As it says in Matthew 28:30, this is the shepherd who's saying, Jesus, who's saying this to us, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. You know, those verses just, can't you hear the shepherd's voice calling us to say, come with me, spend time with me. I really want to spend time with you. I really want you to grow in me, to hear from me, to not try and do things on your own, to be still, to rest in him, to not try and do things on your own. You know, over the years, we have brought things which have instruction books. And I think instruction books these days generally are a lot thinner. You kind of have to work things out on your own, especially technology. But sometimes you can get something, you can go ahead and you think, oh, I can do this. I can put this together, especially like a piece of furniture, a flat pack piece of furniture or something, or technology. You know, I can do this. And then it doesn't quite work out, or you try and fumble your way through. Or sometimes the instructions don't make any sense at all, really. You follow them and you think, oh, this does not work. What am I doing wrong? You know, but that's the same. It is completely the same with Jesus, isn't it? When we think that we have to spend time, we have to spend time with him to grow, to change, to see what he wants us to change in our lives, to be open. And he's only completely graceful and loving and kind when he does that. He's not there standing over us, you know. He's there. I always get the picture. He's sitting by me, or he's holding my hand, and he says, I want to walk with you. I want to show you a better way, not in a harsh way, but in a gentle way. This is who Jesus is. This is the way he wants to lead us in life. This is the kind of shepherd he is. And above all, he came to show us that life, but then to give his life so that we could live a freer life. It's so great. The thing is that God has you and me in the place where we are for a specific reason. We need to rely on him more and trust him more with our lives and the things in our life. But as I said, there is only one voice above all that can guide us safely through this world. And that is the voice of the Good Shepherd, Jesus. Sheep are known to be completely dependent on a shepherd for provision of guidance and protection. We too need to follow our shepherd, Jesus, to follow him and listen to his voice. He is the one who gives us energy when we walk with him and when we find rest in him. And I completely get that in when you've got to do something. You know, you think, oh, I can't do this. But he says, my grace is sufficient for you. When you are weak, I am strong. Go in his strength. Know that he is there with you, that he will help you. Trust in his in him being there with you continually. Let his voice shape our lives, shape our minds and our hearts to the goodness of who he is and who we really are in him, of his love for us that never changes, that never turns. That we are loved, that we are forgiven, and that we are heirs of the Most High King, that he will never, ever leave us or forsake us. and that he has plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. And as I said in that passage back in Matthew, that as we keep company with him, we'll learn to live freely and lightly, to not worry about things to the point of getting ourselves in a state of thinking, I can't do this. To know that as we pray and are led with him, that he will give us that energy. Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. For his name's sake, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil and my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Well, now we come to the communion table. And it's a time for us to focus on what Jesus has done for us, the sacrifice of his life because of his selfless love for us all, so that we could find forgiveness and freedom, hope and grace and peace, a real, truthful, honest relationship with him, our good shepherd, who laid down his life as a sacrifice for us all. I would really encourage you to come up to the communion table and take freely of the juice and the crackers. And what we'll do, we'll go back to our seats and we'll all take communion together. Okay. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you that you are a good shepherd, that you came to give your life so freely so that we could have a free life in you, that we could know what freedom and hope and justice and love and grace and undeserved kindness really is. I thank you that you came to restore things. And I thank you, you are the one who helps us on that road to have a better life, Lord God, to be free from the things that we may think or the actions we may do or what we have for healing. I thank you that you are our Savior and our healer. I thank you came to do this for us, Jesus. Lord, we commit this time to you, and we thank you that we can remember and celebrate what you have done for us. Lord, bless this communion table, I ask, and go before us and lead and guide us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Let's eat and drink together.